This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Sons of Porthos. While Gwalior, the blacksmith, and the villain Cord Boot are planning the ambush in which he is to be killed, Joel himself has climbed the steep stairs from the forge to the room above. He shuts the door behind him and stands for a moment looking around the dim little room. There is the desk the blacksmith had mentioned, complete with paper, ink, and quills. The room is lit only by one small window looking down along the road to the trees of Bondi Forest, so that the far corners are cloaked in shadow, and despite his quick glance around, he does not see the still, frightened figure that stands so quietly. He moves at once and quickly to the desk beside the window.
Paper, quill, and ink. Master Vulcan was right. I have all I need here. All except sufficient light. For by my sword, the room is dark and dingy. Oh, well, let us be thankful for what we have. There is sufficient light to see by. And though this delay is irritating, yet it does give me the opportunity of writing to Aurora. Now, let me see.
Oh!
Who's there?
It is I, monsieur. But, oh, monsieur, I meant no harm.
Come out of the shadows, then, and let me see you. Come now. I will not eat you.
I meant no harm, monsieur.
Nor I. I will not harm you. I did not see you there in the shadows. Come now. Come here to the window.
I was trying to go without disturbing you. It was a bowl. It's so dark, and I do not walk where you see. I'm clumsy, but I meant no harm.
I know it, child. I frightened you. Had I known you were there, I should have asked your permission before sitting here. What is your name?
I am Annette, monsieur. The blacksmith me. I am an orphan.
And so am I. You see, we have much in common.
Oh, monsieur. You, I must go for your visit.
I do have a letter to write to a very dear lady. But there is time. Do not hurry away. Look, there is going to be a storm.
I'm afraid of a storm.
Oh, you should not be. They will not hurt. Come here by the window. Stand here and watch. With my arm around you, nothing can harm you.
No, monsieur. You are so tall and straight. Even a stone would not hurt you.
Oh, Annette, you make a common mistake. Might is not always right. Good things are wrapped in small parcels. Why, I knew a dwarf once who...
What is it, monsieur? what are you staring at?
Annette, have soldiers passed this way today?
I would not know, monsieur. I do not go out much. My uncle has had visitors. I've heard their voices. But many people travel this way nowadays.
On either side of the road, I can see them. Though it is getting very dark.
What do you see, monsieur?
The glint of muskets. See? They're among the bushes. They are well hidden, but I can make them out when the wind moves the leaves. One, two, three. There must be 8 or 10 on each side. Upon my sword, and if they lie in ambush.
There are bad things in the forest, monsieur. Perhaps it is the robber, Little Goose.
There are too many of them for a stray highway robber. They are waiting for someone, unless I'm mistaken. See how still they keep. I cannot distinguish them at all, except when the wind blows.
There is someone moving along the road now. Perhaps it is the Hemingway.
Where? Oh, yes, yes, I see him. Quickly, I must warn him. No. See, Annette, he is one of them.
He signals with his hand. They are friends.
Strange, there is something familiar about that walk, the swagger of it, and his hat with the plume.
You know him, monsieur?
If I had not smashed that scoundrel called Wolf in the Rue Petit Mieux, I would have sworn it was he.
Who, monsieur?
Never mind, Annette. Whoever it is, they are obviously preparing a trap for someone. The question is, for whom?
What will you do, monsieur?
I do not know. Wait, listen.
Someone is riding by. Look, two men, see?
Yes, you are right. Two men and riding as if the devil were behind them. And all the time he waits for them in Bondy Forest. Annette, we must save them. Hold there! Hold there! Danger ahead!
It is no use, monsieur. They will never hear you.
Then I must go after them.
Oh, they will kill you, monsieur, I know.
Be brave, little Annette. They will not kill me. But I cannot let two innocent men ride into ambush like that. I will be back.
Oh, monsieur, come back.
Where are you? Where are you? Master Smith! Let us have our horses, quickly, for the love of heaven.
What is it, monsieur? What is it?
Our horses, man, quickly. Draw your sword, Valerio. We are needed. Come now.
Make haste, man. They will be slain.
Make haste, those outsiders.
You'll have to ride with them.
Two horse quickly, Valerio. Your sword drawn in Christian charity. We must lend aid. Come now.
I'm coming, monsieur.
Our men will take the stages for our breakfast. If so, I'll have to shoot him from behind.
He doesn't see you draw a gun on him. He'll be quick to answer.
I ride without you, then, Valerio.
I'm coming.
Ambush those travelers. I saw it from the window.
That's on all windows.
We must warn them. There they are, just around the bend. We will be on them in a moment, so they ride as if possessed.
They're too late. They've fallen, both of them.
Too late. God rest their souls.
Your timidity.
Oh, now I'll have to finish you myself.
Are you all right? Oh, if I could have laid my hands upon those ropes. But as soon as they had fired, they made off through the woods like streaks of lightning. And in this rain, I stood no chance of finding them. Quietly now, my friend. I'll take you back into the shelter of the trees. Gently now, gently. You are as light as a baby, but gently. I'll not hurt you more than has already been done. Then I'll lean against this tree. I'll bind your wound.
Monsieur, the
travelers, do not try to talk. You have been badly hit. It is bad for you to talk. The travelers, I am afraid, are dead.
Both of them. The master and the man.
Both.
They have to finish me as well. Orders were they both then. One in front. He road behind.
I beg you, do not talk.
Had not the luckless tool gone first, I would have received the full body. Instead, two stray shots with I clearly will do the same work. Anyway.
My friend, your mind wanders. No wonder, for you've lost much blood. Be quiet, I pray you now, and rest against the tree. I will go back to the forge and fetch help.
There is none, Chevalier. For I will die.
Do not say so, friend.
As a soldier, you should know it. I cannot not.
I have a flask of wine here.
Hold it, then. Well, it's I would talk. I think so.
You would do better if you would but rest quietly.
I am doomed by the treachery of one I trusted. What does it matter if I die now or later? So long as I can revenge this treachery.
Revenge is an ugly word, friend, on the lips of a dying man.
Nevertheless, I must speak. Drink. Drink for pity's sake.
Gently, gently now.
Oh, may heaven reward you. You are a good man. Die so young.
My friend, your mind wanders. But have courage. Things are not as bad as they seem.
Yeah.
I will ride back to the smiths and bring help to you.
No, no, no. It is over. I can't settle, sir. Yet, bend your ear close to me. I must speak before I die. Oh, never will I rest in peace again.
Speak, then. Speak, for I am listening.
In your hands must lie my revenge. I have been killed by Oh, that I had a priest before I die. But it is impossible. I shall not last much longer. You must receive my confession so that perhaps you may save yourself.
You know not what you say. How save myself?
This ambuscade was directed against us, against you and me.
By whom?
Cordwolf would not even have said me.
Cordwolf? Then I was right. It was he whom I spied.
Drink.
Drink here.
I cannot last much longer. Listen closely, then. For if I last, please heaven, I will tell you all.
Hey, friend, I know how this feels, waking up exhausted after multiple trips to the bathroom and feeling embarrassed by sudden leaks. I used to be constantly on edge, searching for a restroom whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Woman. I was skeptical at first, but 2 months in, everything changed. I experienced improved bladder control. No more heart-stopping moments when I laugh or sneeze. Less urge to go. Deeper and more restful sleep. I finally felt like myself again, confident and in control. Better Woman is natural, effective, clinically tested, and trusted by women for over 25 years. Ready to take back your control? Head over to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Uses directed, individual results may vary.